So I'm joined by Dylan from Comercio Justo, a campus group that's been working on supporting farm workers through putting pressure on Taco Bell. And this March 11th rally that's coming up Friday has just been changed. It's been transformed into more of a celebration rather than a protest. Can you tell us what happened?
Sure, yeah. We got some really exciting news yesterday that Yum Brands, that's the parent company of Taco Bell, actually signed an agreement with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, the union that represents all these tomato pickers, to give them the 1 cent per pound raise that they were asking for and do some real restructuring of the way that that labor is handled in the fast food industry. And they've called for other fast food companies to join them in.
And what will that 1 cent raise that the farm workers that pick the tomatoes for Taco Bell, what will that 1 cent raise mean to them?
Well, it's about, they have to pick 2,000, let's see, what is it, 2 tons per day of tomatoes to make $50 right now. So it's about doubling the money they make and bringing them up to a living wage. It's what they've been asking for 3 years. And so now that last year they got offered just that, a big payoff directly to the union without any restructuring of the way that they're paid, but this time it's actual a raise for all the workers.
You mean to the coalition?
Yeah. They were offered last year that Taco Bell said, oh, we'll just pay about $100,000 right to the Coalition of
Immokalee
Workers.
Because there's no union, right?
Right.
Okay, it's just a coalition. Why isn't there a union? Is it because many of these workers are not citizens and they're not able then to form a union? Is that the reason?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. They just haven't been able to. There's been some major union busting going on and intimidation of workers.
Okay. So what is going to happen on Friday, March 11th? As we heard, there's no longer going to be a protest at the Mission Street Taco Bell, but something will be happening. What's going to happen?
Well, we figured we've just done so much work on promotion, we better meet there anyway and just kind of go right across the street to that little park. If you cross Mission Street, there's a community garden and a little bit of space to meet there. And we're going to have a discussion and a little celebration, pretty informal.
But, and the speakers that were going to be there will be speaking at the park rather than at Taco Bell.
Yeah, the union speakers, Mike Ruck, and everyone who is scheduled to speak is going to come and just have a discussion, answer questions, and talk about where we go from here.
Great. So is your group going to be keeping an eye on Taco Bell to make sure they fulfill these, well, not just you, but you're going to keep following this, right?
Oh, for sure. We've got to make it big and public that they've agreed to this and really hold them to it.
So the point is there's more work to be done, but you can pause to celebrate, and the farm workers can pause to celebrate this victory.
Certainly. The coalition is calling off the boycott, but definitely going to keep an eye on them and keep working towards making the whole fast food industry go in this direction.
Great. Thank you, Devin. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. And that was Devin from Comercio Justo. As you heard, they'll be transforming that protest on March 11th at 3:30 p.m. at the Mission Street Taco Bell into more of a celebration. The speakers will still be there, the mayor, as well as people speaking about the farm workers that pick the tomatoes for Taco Bell, but it will be more of a celebration as the farm workers have gotten some of their demands. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers has called off the boycott on Taco Bell. Taco Bell has agreed to pay them 1 cent more per pound, which will mean about $20 more per day for each worker, and also they've apparently agreed to work towards better conditions overall in the fast food industry. So again, 3:30 p.m., meet at the Mission Street Taco Bell and walk over to the park, which is across the street. And that park is next to a community garden. It's kind of down a little dead-end street right across from Taco Bell. It's a nice spot. So anyway, you're tuned to 101.1 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Some good news this morning. And also heartening to know that people will be keeping an eye on Taco Bell and Yum Brand Foods to make sure that they follow through on these agreements that they've made.